Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
So if you want to sync it up, staff members from the Ultimate Classic Rock say, start playing Pink Floyd's album Dark Side of the Moon 41 minutes and 53 seconds before the eclipse is expected to reach its peak. And if timed correctly, the eclipse will sync up with the closing line from the last song on the album. And everything under the sun is in tune, but the sun is eclipsed by the moon. To the Path of Totality we go for live team coverage, and I don't know who's more anxious, Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish, or maybe your daughter, as you are in that path, man. Whereabouts are you this morning, and how clear is the sky, Chief?
We are in the path. We are in North Texas, headed toward Paris. My wife has always wanted to visit Paris, and this is our day, Rich.
I love it.
Texas, in all its splendor. We are less than 2 hours away. We are in a pretty much a low overcast right now, though there are some breaks at times. We've had some fog on and off, but the fog's dissipated. This was anticipated, this low overcast this morning. It should, hopefully, fingers crossed, scatter out as we get to the noon hour or so. And that will give us our view of the total eclipse about 1:30 Texas time, so Central Daylight Time, and, of course, 1 hour earlier than Eastern Daylight Time. If I have to, we have also got on our map Hot Springs, Arkansas, which seems to have even a better chance of having less cloud cover, but I think Paris is going to be okay for totality early this afternoon, Rich.
How did you plan the logistics of this over the last 7 years, by the way?
That's a good question. First of all, my daughter graduated from Texas A&M recently, so that put us in Texas almost automatically. It's also the longest period of totality in this particular eclipse throughout Texas, so those things made sense. And then thirdly, climatologically, this is an area with more sunshine than most of the rest of the path, although this time around, that's going to be kind of reversed, and the northern end looks to be more clear than the southern end. Having said that, I'm trying to position us in a good spot here, Rich.
So did you, and are you like pulling over on the side of the road, or have you coordinated with like a business or a park or something like that? How is this going to look later today then?
We have no idea. I have no idea what Paris has planned. And my guess is they've got a lot planned. But the good news is we're not seeing a lot of traffic. We're moving right along. We're going to be in position by within an hour and a half or so, in about 90 minutes. And then we'll figure out exactly what Paris is. We really aren't all about the crowds, although it is kind of interesting to hear the reaction of the crowds when you go into totality, because it's like a light switch, literally. You go from daylight to darkness. It is remarkable how sudden it is when the sun is fully eclipsed. So we're not exactly sure where we're positioning ourselves. Our initial call was going to be, and my plan was, Waco, Texas, but I believe the cloud cover there is going to be significant enough to potentially preclude being able to even see it there. So we've gone with plan, and the other plans were either about 4 hours northeast or 4 hours southwest, and based on the meteorology of it all today, I made the northeast move to northeast Texas.
All right, good luck to you and to the team that's going to be with you, and we'll be watching tonight on CBS 47 and Fox 34 full recap coverage. Here at home, Chief, we've got like this filtered sun through the clouds, and Corey Sima is forecasting clouds. You thinking the same thing? But we should see a good deal of the sunshine through the cloud cover.
Exactly. It actually may make it look kind of cool, even maybe a little neater. The high thin clouds shouldn't be a big detriment to seeing it in Jacksonville, northeastern Florida, where coverage will be about 65% of the sun. Remember, we've got the UNF viewing party this afternoon, where we're giving out thousands of free solar eclipse glasses, which will give you a great view. And I am socialing as we go on this trip, Rich, and we'll continue into this afternoon as long as I have cell service. Hashtag First Alert WX, or at Mike First Alert Facebook fan page, Twitter, or X, of course, now. and Instagram too. So we'll have those outlets for you. And another interesting aspect of this trip is on the way back, Rich, there's likely to be a severe weather outbreak. So if I can score a twofer today where I get first a total solar eclipse and secondly a tornado on the ground in Texas, buddy, I've arrived. I might retire tomorrow.
Yeah, you won't be around for the next total solar eclipse, which will actually be like right in our own backyard. What, 40 plus, how many years from now, 20 years?
2045, so 21 years. I appreciate your confidence in me not being around. But western and northwest Florida, that cutting through Orlando into the immediate southwest of Jacksonville, that's the next coast-to-coast solar eclipse for the U.S. There are little incursions here and there. There's one in 9 years in Alaska. There's one in 2044. In North Dakota and Montana, but the big one that will be visible from Jacksonville and northeastern Florida is 2045, 21 years, and that's it, Rich.
You know, you were in the path 7 years ago, and I remember we took you live in the radio during it, and, I mean, it was a moment for you on a human side. Can you describe what the experience is like being in a path of totality and seeing that sudden and the sudden darkness, as you just described it, what are there emotions attached to it? Is it what's the experience like? Because we don't get it here, obviously.
Right, and it's difficult to describe. You have to you really need to be in it. You need to see it. You see it once, you're going to want to see it again, which is one of the reasons I'm here today, along with the family. So it's almost spiritual. Like, I don't want to sound overly dramatic about it. It's incredible. It's like a light switch, like I said. And if you're at 98 or 99% totality, you're not going to see the lights go out. It won't get nightlight. You literally have to be within that dome, if you will, of complete darkness, which is only about 115 miles wide on average, moving at more than 1,500 miles per hour and accelerating as it goes poleward. And you'll see insects start to come out. You hear crickets. Animals will behave oftentimes in a different manner. You hear that audible gasp of the people around you because it is just awe-inspiring. It's just a rare and almost odd event. It's awe-inspiring, and it's pretty cool to see. And in the case of 2017, when Garrett was working it with me, and we had videographer Russ Pine, we were in central South Carolina, and the sea breeze had lit up with thunderstorms about 50 miles to our east. And so while it was clear overhead, and then we went to total darkness, you could see a whole display of lightning off in the eastern sky, which was just amazing. And I have posted on my Facebook fan page, Instagram, and on X, a little bit, I think it's about 20 to 30 seconds long, of the end of one of my reports in 2017, where I did have my daughter with me next to me. And we said then, all right, 7 years, it's going to be a long time, but we're going to be at the next one in 7 years. Well, lo and behold, here it is today, Rich.
Look forward to it. And will you have like a soundtrack, or will you really just allow the total quietness to set in for the Burrish family?
That's what I envision. We're going to sit there, take it all in. We've got our cameras set up and organized and charged, and it's where we are. It's going to be a totality for about 4 minutes. That's pretty long by total solar eclipse standards. So we're hoping to do most of our videotaping and picture taking in the first minute to minute and a half or 2 minutes, and spend the last half of that just taking it all in and looking around.
Well, enjoy it, and we'll have a chance to reconnect with you, obviously, tonight at 5, 5:30, and 6 on Action News Jax on CBS 47 and Fox 30. Safe travels, Chief. Appreciate it, Mike Burrish.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.